Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the boys of summer are back in town. Now the fall classic, as we turn the page to baseball. Game one of the World Series tonight in Houston. Scherzer, Cole. Everything that you could possibly look forward to in a pitching matchup. And you know what? If this is a 2-1 ball game, bring it on. I'm ready to go.
I'll take the over. Love those two guys too, but
I will too.
2-1 probably asking a little too much.
It is.
David's been hanging on through the break. Dave, you want to talk about the KU thing we were talking about in the first segment?
Yes, sir. I was kind of curious. The article in the paper that the KU coach was a little concerned about the timekeeping issue towards the end of the game.
Yeah.
So he's sending the tape to the Big 12 office. And I always thought, of course, we all know a friendly timekeeper can help a team.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought there was supposed to be an official on the field also keeping the time. So I don't know, maybe he fell asleep. But if it's proven that there was questionable timekeeping, do you think the Big 12 office would have the nerve or guts to overturn that Texas victory? I'll hang up and listen to your reply.
0% chance.
Zero percent chance. They don't have that. There's not an avenue that can happen. There's you can punish officials. You can admit wrongdoing, but the result of the game is the result of the game.
Yep.
That's just the way it is. So
the caller was referring to Les Miles thinking right. That the timekeeper was a little slow on the trigger during Texas' last drive and the 50-48 win over the Jayhawks on Saturday night.
Right.
Sending information/tape to the league. Worst case scenario, they will apologize and admit that.
I'm still looking forward to getting the apology from the Missouri Valley Conference on Booker Woodfox in 2.3 seconds. those things don't happen. It's water under the bridge. It's gone. I hear you, but don't hold out any hope.
If I'm on my deathbed, I want that guy as my timekeeper.
Damn right. Give me an extra 2.3 seconds or whatever it is.
However
long it is.
A couple stories out of the World Series you want to get your take on. First of all, you want the good news or the bad news first?
Let's get the bad so we finish with the good.
Okay. Well, this might take a little bit.
Oh, dear.
Stephanie Epstein from Sports Illustrated wrote an article that during the celebration after the Houston Astros beat the Yankees to go to the World Series, there's a few layers to this story here. Assistant General Manager Brandon Taubman, according to Stephanie in her story, turned to a group of three female reporters, including one wearing a purple domestic violence awareness bracelet, and yelled, according to her, half a dozen times, "Thank God we got Osuna. I'm so bleeping glad we got Osuna." Osuna is the Astros closer and allegedly assaulted the mother of his then 3-year-old child in May of 2018 while he was a member of the Blue Jays. Prosecutors dropped the charges after Alejandra Cota, his the baby mama, the mother of his kid. She returned to Mexico and declined to testify. As part of the bargain, Osuna agreed not to have contact with her for a year, and Major League Baseball suspended him 75 games.
Yep.
Roberto Osuna allowed the two-run home run to DJ LeMahieu to tie the game in the top of the ninth. And then, of course, Altuve hit a bomb off of Aroldis Chapman, who has his own issues, or did, to send him to the World Series. Curious timing. The Astros have released a statement stating context, I guess, and supporting the player during a difficult time. Bad optics at the very, very least that their assistant GM, whether he intentionally said it to three female reporters or not, the fact that, if true, yelling a half a dozen times, "Thank God we got Osuna." I hope for his sake he was under the influence of a little too much champagne, because have a little awareness, because we, as not only media members, but just human beings, we get to decide when we forgive and forget on these domestic issues, especially if you're a woman. I think it would be heightened 100-fold if you're a woman reporter or a woman, period. And Roberto Osuna end up being the winning pitcher of the ALCS. And right. Then the assistant GM seemingly is rubbing it in everybody's nose.
Well, it's a remarkable lack of sensitivity and indiscretion. I mean,
and it should be pointed out, too, that Stephanie Epstein, who wrote the article, mentioned that the irony of the interaction with the assistant GM is none of the women were talking to him, and they weren't even talking about Osuna. Taubman's the one that brought it up.
Yeah, it was unsolicited.
Yes.
It was just a spontaneous reaction in the midst of a celebration, according to what I've read. I haven't seen it, so this is all what I've read. And there are corroborating witnesses.
Yes, that's the other damning thing.
Yeah.
It's like, she's right. I should have said something beforehand from another couple of people that witnessed the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And this goes beyond unfortunate. This is just the wrong kind of – this is just – you can't have that kind of crap going on inside of a franchise, inside of a clubhouse. There aren't extenuating circumstances that allow this kind of behavior. You don't do that to people.
And once you trade for or acquire somebody with this in their past, this is part of the baggage that doesn't go away.
Of course it is.
So don't yell at the rest of us because you're tired of this coming back up again. That you made your bed. And wasn't it ironic that Chapman and Osuna were the two pitchers on the mound to decide this game? Because October of 2015, the Yankees closer allegedly choked his girlfriend and then fired a gun 8 times into the wall of his garage. Police eventually said that there wasn't enough evidence to charge him with a crime, but the league suspended him 30 games. And Osuna, remember, got 75. And the Reds had agreed to trade him to the Dodgers, but L.A. said forget it in the wake of the allegations. Instead, Cincinnati traded him for the Yankees for 4 prospects that there's no way in the world even the most heightened baseball person could pick out of a lineup. They all continue to stink in the minor leagues. And then when New York fell out of contention, they shipped him to the Cubs, with whom he won a World Series. The Yankees received Gleyber Torres in return that offseason, and New York re-signed him back, 5 years at $86 million. Dollars. And after Osuna blew Game 6 on Saturday, Chapman blew it right back in the bottom of the ninth. So there's your bad news, and at the front of the line is the assistant GM, Brandon Taubman, who now the rest of the organization is having to run damage control.
Well, all you have to know is that reportedly – an Astros official apologized at the time.
Yes.
For the outbreak.
So there was, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Sure, of course.
Yep.
Of course.
All right, anyway. How about some good news?
Sure.
Houston Astros pitcher Lance McCullers is giving World Series tickets to some fans that were taunted by Yankees fans at Game 5 of the ALCS in New York on Friday. The Astros fan decided to wear Astros gear, which, let's start right
there. Which takes some balls, by the way, in New York.
And going to New York, going to Philadelphia, yeah. going to a Raiders yeah. game.
I've worn a Red Sox hat to Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, and you know it's coming. I've never felt, I've only been there once when I did that, but I didn't feel uncomfortable, and it was late in the season and neither one of them were in it. But I didn't feel uncomfortable or anything like that, but you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hear it. I can imagine what it's like with, you know, something on the line, you know, moving on into the World Series, all of those other things. That'd be a tough place to go in there. So, you know, those are all things that you need to think about before you go and into a place like that and display your loyalties. You got to fear some repercussions. It's the way it is.
Well, anyway, one guy tried to start a fight. The others threw food and beer at them, reportedly. Eventually, security came and escorted the Astros fans to other seats so they could finish watching the game. McCullers said, quote, fans of all teams should be celebrated for loving the game, not treated like that. I look forward to having you watch a World Series game in Houston on me, unquote.
And that's awesome.
That's pretty
good.
Awesome.
For Lance McCullers. That's absolutely fantastic. By the way, good for the fans to go to New York and support their team in the Houston Astros. But, Shane, this is the world we live in now. The world we live in is the NBA putting out an edict that that the kind of personal slurs from fans are not going to be tolerated this year. I mean, you know, there's a zero-tolerance policy now on those kinds of slurs. I mean, this is what we it's amazing to me that we live in a world where people actually have to be reminded about behaving responsibly and like an adult instead of an idiot. Just it's disheartening. But that's where we are.
Well, and it's the kind of stuff that, like, if you wouldn't you wouldn't say that to somebody on the street, you don't get to say that kind of stuff at a ball game, you know?
Yes. Buying you a ticket doesn't give you, you know, unfettered power to say anything that you want, whenever you want, wherever you want. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't.
I agree. And I am glad of the, and that's a NBA thing, correct? The no tolerance policy,
right,
with the fans.
Yes.
Yeah. NBA will start tonight. Kind of abbreviated, but yeah, you buy a ticket, that's not your God-given right to do and say whatever you want. And we saw that a year or so ago in Utah, didn't we? With Russ, right? Yeah, a fan got
booted. Russ is usually in the middle of it.
Yeah,
but yes, we did see it in Utah, and that kind of racial, you know, slur is. I mean, there's no room for that anywhere in our culture or in our society, for God's sakes. It just, you know, it's so irritating.
And I also want to clarify something I said. James said something on Twitter about my take on Taubman and the champagne/alcohol. That's not an excuse for him to say whatever he said, and I didn't mean to imply that. I hope he was drunk. Otherwise, and if that's the case, we can explain it away.
Right.
I certainly didn't mean that, but and I do agree that with James's take that he intimated that alcohol can be a truth serum. Like, if that's how you act and that's what you say when you're under the influence, that's how you are most of the time anyway, and you're just more likely to say it out loud. Which, and again, I don't know if Taubman had been drinking or not, but. I didn't mean for the champagne take to be an excuse for him to say what he said.
Yeah, there is no excuse for that kind of behavior, period. So. We appreciate that. All right, let's move on. We'll get to the Cindy of Twitter questions coming up in a moment. Many other things to get to on a very busy day. Part of what's on tap, courtesy of Side Pockets, the home of Taco Tuesday. Top of the hour, Dan Israel from the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. It's all yet to come on this Tuesday edition of Sports Daily. Back in a moment.
Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis. Find us on the web at kfhradio.com.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.